We turned our attention to the growing discussion about climate change, not about the Earth's temperature or the rising tides. Today, a discussion of climate change and how it relates to the food we eat. I spoke with the host of the WGBH program Humankind, David Freudberg.
A lot of people simply don't know that the foods we choose to eat can have a significant impact upon the Earth's climate in this era when we've just finished the hottest summer on record. A lot of it relates to livestock production, particularly cows and beef and dairy are a huge source of greenhouse gases that warm the planet because of many fossil fuels that are used in the production of feed for the animals and also in emissions by the animals themselves. Have a very high global warming impact. People can really add to climate change, or if they choose the other option, which is to eat more fruits and vegetables and grains, they can lower their environmental footprint from food choices.
We also hear about the movement to eat locally.
It is certainly a relevant factor. It's a bit of a mixed bag. It turns out, on balance, all the climate scientists I've talked to, and I've interviewed many in collecting material for this project, have said yes. In general, consuming locally grown food, doing so in season, is especially advisable because of environmental benefits. But it's a little bit of a gray area because if you pack a small number of locally grown fruits and vegetables into a gas-guzzling truck and drive that to a farmer's market, it's a totally higher impact than if you have a huge number of fruits and vegetables and maybe put them on a boat and ship them a long distance. So it really depends, but everybody seemed to say if you want a simple takeaway rule of thumb regarding location, for lots of reasons, supporting local agriculture is essential to our very survival.
Now, you mentioned that this move toward, let's say, less meat consumption is taking hold in some colleges across the country.
Fascinatingly, Dorchester, Massachusetts is the home to a national campus movement. It's called Real Food Challenge. I got in touch with them. I said, can you recommend a campus where this is playing out in an interesting way? They pointed me to a place I'd never been before, Carleton College in Northfield, Minnesota. And there was a young man, actually, he had transferred from State University of New York, and he got into the importance of eating real food and tells us briefly about his journey.
I was walking in this dining hall. These students were around, and they were handing out pamphlets describing the conditions of factory farms. And so I order my chicken sandwich, and I realize that I'm eating the chicken breast, which is about the size of a small laptop. It's large and unnatural. And it sort of clicks for me that I'm not eating something that's part of anything close to a natural process. That worried me, that bothered me, and that's when I started getting interested in this.
And you can hear David go more deeply into the connection between diet and climate change on Humankind this Sunday morning at 6 here on WGBH Radio.